Day after day, television images show acts of violence committed by members of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant terror group, also known as ISIS or ISIL. Iraqi men in civilian clothes and also in army uniforms have been paraded by the militants and sometimes even executed by them as they occupy cities and towns across that war-torn land.
In one film, militants belonging to the Takfiri group kill an Iraqi officer who refuses to repeat slogans chanted by them. Elsewhere, ISIL militants already control cities such as Mosul and have attacked towns near Iraq's capital of Baghdad. In addition, recent reports suggest ISIL has been helped by Saudi Arabia, Qatar and Turkey, where wounded leaders have received treatment. Meanwhile, America's regional involvement has motivated the spread of Takfiri and Al-Qaeda ideology. Rumours are also rife, for example, that the United States and other Western states had advance warning of Takfiri attack plans.
So what is going on in Iraq? How involved are other countries in the Takfiri advance? And to what extent is all this happening because of the decision by America and Britain to invade Iraq in 2003? These are the simple questions we sought to answer here in peaceful London. And we began by investigating how much people actually know about recent developments in Iraq. Here's what we found out.
What do you know about what's happening in Iraq and why?
Well, I'm only following it on the news like everyone else, but it's pretty awful by any standards, isn't it? Deteriorating more and more, but every day, I think.
Not really much. I see it sometimes, but yeah, I don't really listen to it, so.
Well, what have you seen on the news?
Just like the war and stuff, fighting, yeah. And
to be honest, I don't really take a great deal of notice of it, but I mean, the Middle East generally seems to be a bit of a mess at the moment, doesn't it? So, yeah, it's gone on. Well, I think we should have gone to war in the first place, I agree with that. And, yeah, you know, it's continuing again, and I think if we need to go back, then so be it.
What's happening in Iraq and why?
At the moment, there's an insurgency, I believe from the north, going south. It's the ISIS movement. And, yeah, it's quite worrying because it'll probably lead to a civil war in Iraq.
What appeared to be a stable country after American and European involvement in stabilising the country appears that ISIL or a group of some kind of fundamentalists are attempting to retake the country. It seems to be a lot of instability there.
Rebels taking over various locations strategically, and there seems to be very little that people in Iraq actually can do about it.
So that's what the public said, and varied knowledge. We turn to our experts for a roundup of recent developments and the actual situation in Iraq today.
Well, ISIS, they are known as Daesh in Iraq. In fact, they do nothing except killing, except destroying ancient remains, doing the nastiest thing you can imagine, killing children, slaughter them, and so on.
I think that's a complicated question, because what's happening in Iraq, we've got Al-Qaeda, which is nowadays called Daesh, basically moving into Iraq from Mosul, which is the province is called Nineveh province, and it was a lightning fast attack. The whole army there out of the blue crumbled. The Al-Qaeda moved swiftly to Tikrit and they tried to reach Samarra. They failed. The Iraqi army has today managed to retake Tikrit, which has a profound symbolic value, and basically is moving northwards to liberate other areas. What caused it? I do believe that the writing was on the wall. All the indicators were that Al-Qaeda was preparing, has reached a dramatic level of strength, power, prowess and influence, came from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, which were preparing the ground for such an attack.
Online video shows Takfiri militants massacring civilians and even beheading children. And yet, these are the same militants that seem to be getting support from the West in Syria. How does the public feel about that? Here's what they said.
One of the things that seems to have happened is that the terrorists or the militants that the UK was sort of backing in Syria have now become the militants that UK is opposing in Iraq. So if that's happened, how do you feel about that kind of contradiction and the fact we were actually backing them at the beginning?
Yeah, I think you must be careful what you wish for. I mean, we went into invaded Iraq, and all we've done is open a complete sort of can of worms. And you know, it seemed that there was no consideration given to what was going to happen after this invasion. So, okay, they removed a tyrant. But there are more mini tyrants now.
It's always the case when you support one side, sometimes it comes back to bite you. But it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the reasons for supporting that side initially wasn't justified. It is, I believe, it's probably one of those unplanned eventualities that you know you don't have much control over that. But it doesn't mean that, you know, if a country needs help, therefore you cannot help because of those reasons.
Yeah, I think it's a very complicated picture. So I suspect there's people that have been supported by the West in the past who we might now regret. But it's such a complex picture that you never know how it's going to kind of pan out. So I don't think it's as simple as being one group of good guys and another group of bad guys. It's a much more complicated situation there.
Again, I think through history we've always changed who we're backing. I think we backed Saddam Hussein at one point, didn't we, against the Iranians? So it's often that we change to whoever solves the immediate problem, isn't it? But we then reap what we sow later on.
So concerns amongst the public about the apparent contradiction in supporting these kinds of groupings in Syria and opposing them in Iraq. We turn to our experts to see if they could make sense of what looks like a very strange situation.
In the beginning, ISIS was not in the front. There were other groups. This is why the British government supported these groups, if you remember, because they didn't like al-Assad. I don't want my money to go to groups like these at all. And this is why a lot of people are demanding the British government to change its policy, to change its mind, to change its attitude towards these people. And we are seeing this now.
That goes to say, and it shows some disgraceful behavior by the Western countries led by the United States, where they are absolutely complicit in what happened because they knew fully well, and they were there on the ground, and that's according to the New York Times, which said and emphasized explicitly that most of the arming, funding, logistical support were actually going to the most extreme groups. That means the Al-Nusra Front. And Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was very clear, the leader of Al-Qaeda, when said the Nusra Front is simply an extension of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And all the resources that Al-Nusra has received have been shared by the two terrorist organizations. So that is why it's absolutely inexcusable, absolutely indefensible when so many lives have been wasted, atrocities has been committed, and you find out that the very people who claim to defend democracy and pretend that they are at the forefront of standing up for human rights are actually complicit in such crimes.
Many reports indicate that Israel has armed and assisted Takfiri terrorism in Syria, which of course now has spilled over into Iraq. Is it wise for Israel to get involved? What do the public think? Here's what they said.
Quite a lot of reports suggest that Israel has been arming and assisting the militants in Syria, and of course the trouble's now spilled over into Iraq. If Israel has been involved, how do you feel about that?
It wouldn't surprise me, but the way it's going, I don't think anything surprises me with the whole thing. It's a powder keg that's been waiting to go off, and it looks like it has, and God knows where it's going to end.
I'm not sure it's necessarily relevant. I think all parties in the area have got some hand in it, and not just recently. I think the problem stems back decades, you know, back to the Second World War and beyond, really, in terms of trying to fit borders around areas which were probably not appropriate in terms of the people who live there, who had no say in what country they got to be part of.
No, I don't, but then they often are, and they don't need to be.
Israel is said to have armed and assisted these same militants when they were in Syria, and that spilled into Iraq as well, of course. If Israel has been involved, how do you feel about that?
That's sad, because I believe That is the whole basic problem with the Middle East, is Israel, really. And it's very difficult to stop. It's not, you know, there doesn't seem to be an end to that.
I think not really that wise, because you need to stop the terrorism. So it's not really that wise of them.
If Israel has done that, I'd like to know for what reason they've done it. I mean, most things don't normally end up in oil. I'm not sure if that's, you know, it just seems like so many wars over the last 100 years have been about that and greed. If they've assisted in that, then it's wrong. Again, it should be stopped, and we should do something to help stop it, I think.
So the public isn't completely convinced about the wisdom of Israel being involved in this situation. We turn to our experts to see what they felt about Israel getting involved in this very volatile situation.
Well, I mean, it's patently obvious for any country to help out terrorists. That's what George Bush has said, and it should be applicable anywhere in the world. If you support those terrorists, if you give them a safe haven, if you give them a sanctuary, then you are complicit in their crimes. That's what George W. Bush has said. And that should be applied to all the countries in the world which claim they are there to support, back up, and stand up to human rights and democracy in the world.
Well, it is a well-known fact that Israel